This is Free Talk Live. We are locking into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us again at freetalklive.com. The phone number is 800-259-9231. We're going to go right to your calls. Rich is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
Hello again.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
The reason I'm calling is because at the end of the last hour, there was some mention of FRNs.
And yes, like, Federal Reserve note, if I didn't make it clear. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I know you've got new listeners all the time, and a lot of people probably don't know what that is. And I'd like
shame
to tell
on
you
me.
About...
I should I'd be like more to, aware of that.
Right. Well, I'd like to tell you about one way that I like to have fun with Federal Reserve notes.
First, I'd like to shame Mark, too. Mark, you should have caught me on that one.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, when I go out shopping,
yes, sir.
What I like to do is I'll grab my merchandise and I'll put it on the counter, and then when the clerk tells me how much it is, I'll say, "Do you take Federal Reserve notes?" And 9 times out of 10, they'll look at me funny and they'll either say, "What's that?"
What?
Or, "No, we don't. We just take money." You know, words to that effect. And so at that point, of course, I pull out my wallet. And I whip out one of those so-called dollar bills, and I'll say, check this out. And I'll point out right across the top where it says Federal Reserve Note.
Mm-hmm.
And the reactions I get are just a lot of fun. People just, they say, wow, I never noticed that before. And then I might slip in something like, did you know that the Federal Reserve is a private banking corporation that doesn't have your best interest at heart? Or something like that.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I highly recommend it.
I agree. I think that's a great idea, Rich. That's something I'm going to start doing. It's a quick and easy outreach to really hit home that this is private money, that this is not gold and silver. It's not backed by anything, and you can leave people with those thoughts.
It's an excellent opportunity to look creepy in front of young clerks, too.
No, I like it. I like it. My only concern would be that, I guess, how long does it take to pull it off? If you've got a long, lengthy line behind you,
I'd be very
cautious about it. But if you're the only person in line, then, yeah, have fun with them.
Right, and I do play it by ear, according to how many people are behind me and so on.
Sure.
That's a good point. And if I were really on the ball... I haven't done this yet. Well, actually, I did do this when I was doing Liberty Dollars before the raid way back when, you know, hand out a brochure. But I would love to have some kind of brochure that explains everything so that it really spells it out for them and they have something to look at after I'm gone.
Make
it's a
one.
Great idea. Do it.
I think it's a good idea. You know, I wonder what the sort of the average person is going to look at it like. I suspect they'll probably put it in the category that they do Bigfoot and flying saucers, but you know, maybe not. Maybe it's. I always like those little. This isn't a gift. It's a tip thing from the libertarian.
The advocates for self-government.
The advocates for self-government. I always thought that was kind of neat, and it gave people an opportunity. If you don't know what it is, I guess how would you find
it? It's not going to work on everybody, but it will give some people the opportunity to stop down and question their surroundings and question the system. I think it's worth trying.
I think it is. I could care less. I mean, putting these thoughts in people's heads earlier, the sooner the better, because as gas starts going back from, you know, $3 a gallon or whatever it is now to 4, 6, and 8 as the dollar collapses, it's going to be important that people understand what's happening so that they don't turn to the next fiat currency and say, oh, okay, well, this will fix everything and buy into it and just let the government stick it to them again and again.
Or do like they did in Mexico back in the 80s, which is move the decimal point over a few so that...
Oh, yeah, that'll fix it.
A $10,000, a 10,000 peso taco is now all of a sudden... Only 10 pesos.
Don't you think that would make more sense, Rich, if they introduced a new currency at the same time? Because then you can fool people. You not only are you moving the decimal point, like you could have the Amero, for lack of a better term. We all kind of know that the Amero thing was really not likely to come to fruition. But there certainly was a lot of buzz about it at one time, and a lot of people were thinking it was going to. And who knows? Maybe it still will. But what you could do is you could come out with the Amero or the North American unit or whatever it would be that it'd be called, and it'd be colorful. They'd move, they've kind of moved into having a few extra colors in the currency recently, but they could make it more colorful. It wouldn't be green anymore. It would be something completely different. You could put some little foil on there or something like that to make it shiny. And then you could essentially give people one of these Ameros for 10 Federal Reserve notes. And so it would seem to be more valuable. This costs 10 of these Federal Reserve notes. It's you only get one. But it would also make it so the price of bread was 15 cents again, and, comic books are 5 cents or whatever it would be.
You know what would be really great is if they had, presidents of the United States on these coins, these dollar coins, and then that they kind of look gold, but they really look more like the chocolates that's wrapped in the Jewish people get at Christmas time. The geld. That's what they should get. No, they already have that.
Well, no, but don't you think it would work? I mean, Rich, how do you feel about that? Don't you think that would kind of ooh and ah people into forgetting about the whole dollar thing, or would it just be too little too late?
Oh, well, it might ooh and ah people, but the bottom line is, fiat currency, which, by the way, is another thing that wasn't explained in the last hour, fiat currency means currency that is by decree, not necessarily backed by anything of value, but... Fiat currency is fiat currency. Some may be better than others, but it's all paper, and it's backed by anything of value.
I think, Ian, what you're leaving out is by the time they get to the, let's introduce a new currency and have a 10-to-1 exchange ratio, is that the value will have diminished by such a great deal that bread won't be $2 a loaf anymore. It'll be $5 or $10 a loaf.
Good point. So you're just getting back to where you started.
Paying a dollar for bread again.
Yeah, good point. Well, Rich, any other thoughts?
No, I think we nailed that subject.
Oh, thank you the call. I appreciate hearing from you. And good luck with the flyer or the brochure. I think that's a great idea. Somebody should do it.
You know, I was the grocery store recently, and I guess my wife bought something, and I couldn't believe the price. And
as far as how expensive it was?
Yeah, it seems to me that prices are going up, and they're kind of sliding up in a surreptitious fashion that no one's really paying attention to. I mean, it wasn't too darn long ago that I could go to Home Depot and I could buy an 8-foot 2x4 for 99 cents. Maybe I'm crazy and things are sliding up and I'm that old guy. I remember when you could get a gallon of gas for 25 cents and you went farther at it too because it's better gas. Gas now stinks. I don't know if I'm that guy, but I feel like prices are going up. I remember a decade ago, bread was a dollar. I mean, it's now $2.25 a loaf.
I remember
it's the same bread. I eat the same things all the time. I don't change.
I was just at Target tonight doing a little shopping with the lady, and there were the Tic Tacs, that fairly small package of candy for 99 cents. And I can remember those things being as cheap as 49 cents back, a decade ago. So certainly things have gone up in price. I don't know. Some things, there's an illusion that the prices are getting lower, like milk, which is a heavily subsidized product. There's a lot of government intervention involved in the price of milk, but you could still, last week you could go and get a half gallon of milk for $2 at the grocery store. So that's lower than some of the prices that I've seen recently on milk.
Milk must be in the consumer price index, that the numbers the government uses to measure inflation, so they have an incentive to keep the price low.
Exactly. So the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231.
It's my understanding that there are digital gold silver systems. I've just been emailed by actual last caller, goldmoney.com, I guess.
Or eGold, isn't that what they
are? They are out of business,
eGold got shut down.
I don't know. I figured.
Well, any digital gold business you're doing business with, you have the risk of losing your money.
It's like the weeds that come up in the cracks in the sidewalk. Then the Federal Reserve comes with a roundup and or whatever banking system. They get rid of them relatively quickly. I hope all the best for all of these companies. But
well, there was the one card that Bernard von Nothaus got behind, the Liberty card, which sounded great. It sounded like a great idea that you could load up cash, like one of those prepaid credit cards that you could load it with cash and it would turn it into gold,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd have a gold balance, and whenever you spent money, it would convert the gold back into cash and spend that for you. So you'd constantly hold a balance in gold, and
okay,
so therefore protect it from inflation. But the deal was, I guess, after several months that they couldn't get financing together or something like that, something crashed in, and they claimed that they're giving everybody their money back, so it didn't sound like anybody really lost their hide too bad on the card. But nonetheless, they're not up and running right now, and they were for like 5 months, and then they disappeared. They're supposedly going to come back. We'll see. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can head over there to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, we mentioned it earlier, and it will be mentioned again and again. That's the Free State Project, because not only are they sponsors of the show, but we're all participants and very happy to be involved. In fact, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? I know I did, and now I'm here.
And so, if you think you might want to join them, there's the Liberty Forums coming up in March, and they're pushing that now. I guess there's an early signer discount.
Yeah, we should be talking about that.
Yeah, it's time to start looking at getting your tickets for Liberty Forum.
We need to get our code from Chris Lawless. Normally we get a special discount code. I'll have to contact him about that.
I'll get Dreep up here now.
So we'll get you that code at some point, and you'll be able to get a discount, an extra discount likely on the Liberty Forum. But yeah, they did just reach out to us and officially ask Free Talk Live to appear live and broadcast from Liberty Forum.
They could have said anything, and we were going to be there, right? I mean. You know.
Well, I mean, they got to pay for the hotel rooms, and
I suppose. I mean, we would have been there anyway, though.
It's a multi-thousand-dollar occasion when you buy Free Talk Live's services, and we waive those fees for the Free State Project because we really like the organization, we like the concept, and we really like it because that's why we're here. All three of us on the show tonight are Free State Project participants. We moved here. It's happening. You can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Whatever it is that your brand of activism happens to be, it's happening here. Political stuff is happening here, outside the system, market-based activism, media, the creation of new and old media, it's all happening here. And it's not really happening to a significant extent as it is here anywhere else. So go to freestateproject.org and get involved. Which brings me back around to a conversation we were having last hour. Mark, you were talking about the experience that some of the activists have been having here in the Keene area. And Keene is the area which I chose to move to here in New Hampshire. It's the southwestern corner of the state, sort of known as the socialist bastion of New Hampshire. I mean, it's right there in the corner, tucked in next to Massachusetts and Vermont.
Right.
It's close to New York.
You're smearing the southwest corner of New Hampshire when you say that it is the bastion of socialism.
Keene
is not.
Is the bastion
right.
of socialism.
Okay, right. The county seat of that southwest portion is the bastion of socialism.
Yeah.
However, every town that surrounds Keene, adjacent just about, has just about half the taxes that Keene
has. That's not what Dale says. He says the taxes in Marlboro are pretty pricey.
I understand, and he hasn't looked at the numbers comparing them to what Keene's are. Keene's just went up again.
He said he heard they were only like three points difference or something like that.
I think that sounds like hearsay to me.
Well, he's the one that lives there, so I'll take his word for it.
Okay, well, I can pull up the numbers right now.
Whatever.
let's not be confused by facts here.
Yeah. You can go ahead and pull up whatever numbers you want to. I don't really want to talk about
it. I can tell you my
air.
Town is half of what Keene is.
Okay, I'm really not interested in talking about the different tax rates that are available here on our national show. But what is worth talking about, I think, is the reaction to the types of activism that have happened here. And normally in the Liberty Movement, the only kind of activism there has been up until really the Free State Project and the movement to Keene has been the inside the system, follow all the rules that they put up for you style activism. And the people that have moved to Keene, a lot of them are really pretty much fed up with that crap. You know, they've had enough of following all the rules. They've had enough of the
yes.
system. They've followed the rules. So many of these folks, like myself, have been involved inside the in-the-system activism and have done their best within that system, and it hasn't worked out. It just hasn't done much. We're starting to see that the system can be a way to get things done in New Hampshire because we have the mass numbers to make something happen, and it's just more politically feasible up here. But nonetheless, it's still a very slow process. It's very frustrating. The return on an investment is very, very poor. And the fact is, a lot of people are still burnt out on it, and so they're just saying, screw this, let's try something different. And so people are doing things differently here in the Keene area. They're doing things like civil disobedience with the cannabis celebrations that have been going on a daily basis. Up until this weekend, they wrapped it up on Saturday was the last official, whatever that means, cannabis celebration. So people have been smoking cannabis publicly on a daily basis. It started to pick up in Manchester as well, so Manchester's kind of become the new Keene or the mini Keene, even though it's four times the size. They've started to get a little civil disobedience contingent over there as well, I'm sure much to the chagrin of those who would advocate only working within the system. But there has been some fallout, and the fallout has essentially been that people that are associated with the Liberty Movement in the Keene area, for lack of a better term, free Keeners or free staters.
Yes.
I think Keeniac is a general term for anybody that lives in the area. But the people associated with freekeene.com are essentially being painted as pariahs by certain people in the community. And these types of people, they usually deem to speak for everyone. Whenever you read their blog posts or whenever you read their comments on our blog or the comments over at the Keene Sentinel's website, they're always saying things like, "We don't want you here." What did that woman say to us today, Sam? We were out front of the courthouse today doing some fully informed jury association outreach, and this woman that had a particularly bitchy walk about her passed by us once and ignored us when we offered her the fully informed jury association information. Then she came back out to go out to her car and came back in, and it was at that time she decided to give us a little piece of her mind.
Well, I kind of instigated and said, "Oh, hey, I knew you were coming back to get one of our flyers."
You were joking with her. You were having a little fun.
Trying to get a conversation started. And she said, "I know who you people are. And let me tell you, we don't want you or your ideas in our town. You need to leave."
Yeah.
We.
This is the mentality, right? She speaks for the entirety of Keene, right? I mean, that would be what you'd think when you hear somebody say something like that. And you see those comments all over the place. And so, yeah, those people are out there. How many are they? I don't know. Mark, you made a reference to having talked to people where you said 80% of them have said negative things. And then after that, during the break, you went on to explain that one of the guys that said something negative was completely misinformed.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't matter. Do you understand that misinformation about to the public at large simply doesn't matter?
It does matter. It'll get corrected over time.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I want to bring up. I went out and was doing some volunteer works, painting the local dance studio where there's a bunch of kids, and it's kind of a community thing. And there was a lady there who was a school teacher in Keene who taught Eli Rivera, the police prosecutor's kids, knows the Judge Burke, the local judge here that is such a tyrant, for lack of a better word.
It's easy to find people that know people. The town's 25,000 people.
Yeah.
Not very big.
And so, you know, she's been in the area. She had heard all of these negative things and had formed, the opinion that Mark hears quite a bit from folks. And I started talking to her. She knew who I was. She had watched some of the videos. And within, you know, a few hours, she had started to come around and understand that what she had been told was not true, that she really didn't understand what we were all about. And it was very easy to turn her around. 2 weeks later, when I saw her back at the dance studio, it was completely different. We had a great conversation. The lady sitting behind the desk started talking about libertarian ideas and really supports what we're doing. So, while yes, there are some people who get these negative impressions about what's going on, once they hear the truth, once they talk to us and actually exchange ideas rather than rhetoric, they come around very quickly.
Absolutely.
With that entirely.
I have a story that's just like that. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com. If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution.
Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. MoldZyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. MoldZyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use MoldZyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
MoldZyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to MoldZyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or MoldZyme.com. That's MoldZyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. MoldZyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's ORGANICA Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. That's freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine. Experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from the 12 major search engines. And unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. They keep all this information. They have cookies on your machine. They know who you are and what it is you like. And, well, a lot of them have shared information with the government, and it's a little disturbing. You can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
All right, so we're talking about the Free State Project and some of the responses that people have gotten, or that we've been getting, we being the activists, those liberty-oriented activists that have moved here and gotten active, and also which has resulted in New Hampshire natives also activating, getting active, and getting out there and really hitting the streets in favor of liberty. There's politics going on, a lot of it in Concord and other places around the state, and a lot of outside the system, market-based activism, civil disobedience, non-cooperation, and most of that stuff has been really centered here in the Keene area. And, Mark, you're kind of bringing up this common concern that you typically hear from the political side of the, you know, I don't know, the aisle, if we have an aisle in this movement, but the political side of things, and that is that, you know, you guys are you're ruining things. And now you haven't said that explicitly, but your experience has been that when you talk to people, they don't have the most positive things to say about some of the civil disobedience.
Right. For instance, I was out the other day holding a sign for a friend of mine who's running for city council here in Keene, and I, you know, right there I was talking to two of the city council type people, and I somehow in the conversation I said, you know, not all liberty activists are crazy people that smoke pot on Central Square in the middle of the day. And
gee, thanks for throwing us under the bus.
Somebody, the next city councilor over who sort of popped into the conversation.
It's crazy to smoke pot.
Yep.
And popped into the conversation there. It was a gal named Ruth. She says, "Well, yeah, show me one," or something like that. So the picture that is painted is that all free staters are people that run around in V masks, uh-huh. smoke marijuana on Central Square, burn flags, and, you know, do a variety of sort of crazy outside the system antics that don't really accomplish much except for irking people.
Now, the first thing I noticed about what you said, Mark, is that you were talking to city councilors when
sure.
you got that statement.
But that was but do you understand that the statement they could think, and by the time they got done talking to me, they did think, oh, the Free State Project is a much larger movement that's yeah. going on all across the state, and by and large, in most places in the state, free staters are welcome with open arms, and in fact, the governor of the state welcomed them.
Well, that's not true. I mean, you're really speaking some generality here. The free state, the political free staters are not welcomed with open arms.
The Police Chiefs
Association does not want them doing what they're doing as far as medical marijuana.
The Police Chiefs Association has not said, please leave, you are not welcome here.
Oh, well, of course not. It wouldn't make sense for them to say something like that. What I'm telling you is, though, even if you're getting active in the political realm, you're not necessarily welcomed with open arms by everybody. Inevitably, you'll have political opposition when you do those things.
And sure, and I've said right here this evening that it may very well be evidence that the outside-the-system activists are being successful, that they're being ostracized, told we don't want you in the restaurants, you know, all kinds of things that are going on.
I would say so, because if you look at Gandhi's
but I don't know.
Quote, if you look at Gandhi's famous quote, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. I would say we're somewhere around laughing and fighting at this point because it's clear that we're not being ignored anymore.
Look, my mom was around when the schools were desegregated, when you know, the civil rights movement and Martin Luther King was doing his thing, and she was told by the news media, by the community, that these people are troublemakers, they're out just to get attention, you know, all the same things that you hear about the liberty activists. And, you know, time will tell that maybe that's not the case.
I think, and that's the most important factor, is the time factor. We're still early on in this entire, you know, this entire affair.
Right.
And what we hear from people when, and when I say we, I mean those of us who are doing more outside of the system kind of things. What those of us who are doing the non-cooperative or supporting the non-cooperatives are tending to hear from people is that, hey, you know, you guys should work within the system. And then, of course, when you actually go and try to work within the system, they decide they don't really want you to work within the
yeah.
system after all.
I see that as being true.
Right. No. There's somewhere I'm going with this. So that's what we tend to hear when you try to work within the system, and they kind of shut you down. They certainly have been doing it to me when I've been trying to work within the system. Now, to be fair, I don't want to work within the system and follow every single rule that they arbitrarily set up. I'm looking at their rules, looking at my interpretation of what they say and going forward with that. And they don't like that either. They only like when you work within the system according to what they say that you have to do. And, of course, what that really means is that, well, what we want you free staters to do is just show up once every 2 years or once a year around election time and run some candidates. Maybe head over to the city council meetings and put your thoughts in it. Just pipe down. Stay quiet. Don't go out and do anything that could get you attention because, well, that might result in more people coming here and a quicker end to our tyrannical system. And indeed, over time, as more people who are hearing this misinformation, because there's a core group of misinformation spreaders out there, whether they're doing it on purpose or whether they're just being conduits for the information that's been you know, it's the telephone system where you pass one thing on to somebody else and they misinterpret it and they misspeak it and it gets misspoken all around town. Once they encounter somebody like Sam or myself on a personal level, where they get to have a conversation with us that is, you know, more than a few minutes long, to talk to us, to see, oh my God, these people are normal. I like them. What, wow, I'm actually liking these Free Staters. I was told they were evil. I was told that they're trying to ruin society. They seem like they're better parts of society. We were talking with one of the guys from the Hope Chapel, which is a local church where Free Staters and liberty activists came out after they'd been vandalized by some so-called anarchists who painted, you know, the circle A on the side of their building. Well, the real anarchists came out and they helped them repaint their church. That was something that really created a bond with those people, having
sure
those radicals, so-called, come out. Now we've got the pastor at that church who's saying, hey, anytime you need us for anything, you know, let us know. We'll help you. You need a place to meet? Yeah, let us know. You need whatever. They're there for us. And I pointed out to the guy from the church this week, and I said, you know, I didn't see any bureaucrats out painting that church. You know, all these socially minded, we're part of the community bureaucrats, and all the haters that are posting their anti-free state vitriol on these forums. Didn't see any of them coming out and painting the church. Now, to be fair, I didn't know who all the people were, but I certainly didn't see any of the prominent bureaucrats from around town helping out with this community effort. So we're out there building relationships slowly, and the word will start to filter through the grapevine to counteract all of the misinformation. Because that's really all it is. It's just personal attacks and misinformation. The opposition doesn't have anything significant to say. That's why they have to say stuff like, you guys are stupid. You're crazy.
Ian, yeah. I agree with all of that stuff.
However, I've got another story for you.
The opposition is, at this point, as far as the war of PR, the opposition has the upper hand. They're on top of the hill fighting
down.
I'm not
worried about them at all.
I know
all.
You're not.
They're completely inconsequential.
And that is why people who are in the Free State Project, who are sort of less...
it's why Keene is one of the most...
Will you please stop for a second? God's sakes, it's talking to a zealot. That's why people who are members of the Free State Project who are not civil disobedient types say that the well is being poisoned. Because, in fact, it's spreading, right? It's going from Keene, which I think is a great place for civil disobedience because there's no opportunity for political activism here to go anywhere. So it might as well be civil disobedience. But it's spreading to Manchester. It's spreading to Derry. And those people, they have something to say there about the well being poisoned. When I go out and say I'm a Free Stater, people say, you know, to themselves, well, you must be one of those crazy nut jobs wearing a mask on Central Square and smoking pot.
But
isn't that what the bureaucrat said?
You can't control what other people think, Mark. Why would you want to? I mean, that's what sounds like.
You already made the point that you had a simple conversation with the misinformed people and within minutes to turn them around. So what are you so concerned with?
The people that I haven't had conversations with.
Give them time. And the more people that move here, the more likely they are to encounter somebody who's regular and normal.
Or mount your own campaign to explain what these people are doing.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Some restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at HB Extract.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change T know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change T makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, we need your vote. And not in the usual voting location. This time we need it over at podcastawards.com. It is the once-a-year podcast awards. We have won the last 4 years in a row. There have only been four so far. This is the fifth one. And hopefully we'll win this time around. But the competition is pretty big time. And we're talking about going up against Rush Limbaugh. So if you can help us with that, it'd be a big, much appreciated. Please go to go to podcastawards.com, and if you scroll down the page, the political category is the third from the bottom right. You can select Free Talk Live, and then scroll down a little bit further, and then I think they ask for your name and your email. I believe email verification is randomized with this system, but it may be something you have to do is verify. They'll just send you a quick emails, making sure that you're a real life human being. You click the link in there, and your vote has been tallied. It's something you can do on a daily basis at podcastawards.com from now until November 30th. So you got a couple more weeks to help us out with this, and it's much appreciated. So thank you in advance to everybody who is going and voting for us at podcastawards.com. All right, so we're going to continue here, take your phone calls. We've been talking about the different styles of activism that are available up here in New Hampshire. And I think it's great. I think it's healthy that we're having this debate, that we're having this discussion about, you know, what is and what is not the most appropriate kind of activism, and that there are certain people that are upset about certain types of activism here, because I think that shows that we're having some success. I think that if people are upset and people are saying things like, get out of town, we don't want you here, that's actually an indicator that you're making waves, that something's actually happening. And as Sam pointed out, he had a conversation. Mark, you pointed out that you had a conversation with people that had some misunderstandings about what Free Staters are. In fact, there's a lot of misunderstanding. But the newspaper here in town recently ran an article about why didn't you vote? It was a few days after the election happened. It was, only, as usual, a municipal election. Only 10% turned out to vote. Just a typical municipal election.
I tell you, that's a well-attended municipal election as far as I can tell. I'd say that there's a lot of towns where 10% is a big turnout.
Maybe. But nonetheless, the newspaper editor, one of the editors of the newspaper, wrote up this article, why aren't you voting? Voting is so important. And, you know, kind of just went on about that. But later in the article, he mentions Nick Ryder, who is one of the candidates. He was effectively the Liberty candidate to vote for in this year's election. Came down with, I think, one out of every four people who went to vote did cast a vote for Nick, which, again, could have been worse. But the newspaper editor got it wrong and labeled Nick Ryder as a Free Stater. This was after the election, after it should have been pretty clear that Nick Ryder was actually a New Hampshire native, that he was not, in point of fact, in any way, shape, or form, a Free Stater. Because a Free Stater is somebody, typically, who has signed a statement of intent to move to New Hampshire and has made the move to New Hampshire, although you can be a Free Stater and not yet have moved. But to people in New Hampshire, a Free Stater is somebody who's moved here to get active. But to the misinformed, a Free Stater is anybody that loves liberty.
Well, yeah, I've heard people label themselves who are not Free Staters
as Free Staters,
and label other people who are not Free Staters as Free Staters because they are mostly what I can tell is sort of ultra-right, ultra-right-wingers,
yeah.
And somehow that's getting the Free State label or whatever. I don't know exactly, but
It's interesting. You can't control what people are doing. You can't control the misinformation that's out there. There's a lot of it, and there's just no way to handle it beyond doing everything you can personally in the lives that you can touch. And, Sam, you'd come up with a great idea at the end of the last segment, and you directed it at Mark. Hey, Mark, if this is a problem, if you think the well is being poisoned for the politicos out there, then why don't you get out there and do what you can to correct that misinformation?
Yeah, stop being a victim. Stop whining about what other people are doing and create what you want.
Well, I guess... first off, I have done that. Remember, I don't live in Keene, New Hampshire, and I wouldn't because it is a socialist bastion. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm kind of the opinion that most of the Free Staters are in the state, which is let the Keeniacs and Keene have each other. They're perfect. It's a marriage made in heaven. Fine and dandy. I'll be interested in my local politics, and I'm doing fine there, and everything's going okay.
How'd that fire engine vote go?
The fire engine vote came my way, but there's still issues in the fire department, certainly.
But your critique, I think, is accurate, Sam, and that is that a lot of the people that are complaining about, you guys are poisoning the well with your civil disobedience. Well, yeah, why don't you just, instead of complaining, actually get out there and reach out to people and do what you can to propagate the message that you think is what you want people to hear.
Yeah, and it's because it's hard. It's tough to get these ideas put in front of people, and they're not going to want to listen. They're not going to have a huge audience, and they don't have any kind of plan, but yet they still want everyone to follow their way because somehow they've made up that this is the way, this is the path to liberty. And I don't think that's true. I think it's one of many paths.
So one more anecdote, and we'll get back to your phone calls here. But I was out at one of the 420 cannabis celebrations on a weekend, and it had dwindled down, and there was maybe only five more people hanging out there. And I was getting ready to go, and this lady comes up walking her dog through the park. And she stops, and she strikes up a conversation, starts to ask some questions about, hey, well, what are you guys doing down here? And, da, da, da. And she had seen us. She works on the Circle. And so where this is happening is the very center of Keene, New Hampshire, the center of town. And so there's businesses all around this circle. She works there every day, and she'd been looking down from the third floor and seeing what was going on. And she made a note like, yeah, I want to get down there and see what's happening down there. And she told us in our what ended up being a 45-minute conversation of all of us just standing out in the cold. It was a relatively cold day, probably in the 40s, and just talking with this nice middle-aged woman who had just taken the time to stop and ask us some questions. And she had explained that, you know, she'd heard some things from the people around town, not good things about, you Free Staters or you Liberty people or whatever. And the more we talked to her, she made the comment that the more we talked to her, that the better she was liking us. She was liking us more and more every moment that she spent with us. And she was really, really cool and really, you know, open-minded enough to have a chat. And it really worked out well. You know, she left that day with a wonderful feeling about us, and we all felt good about her. And it was a wonderful conversation and conversion, if you will.
And see, the day before, if somebody had come in and spouting off the nonsense about Free Staters or this, Free Staters or that, she wouldn't know any better, and that would just go unchallenged. Whereas now, just like in your case and in my case, the lady at the dance studio, the next time somebody goes in spouting off a bunch of nonsense, they're going to step in to say, no, wait a minute. I've talked to them, yeah. And that's not true.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be, it's not going to go unchecked anymore.
Right. I don't know that it's entirely that somebody's going to jump in and necessarily say what
if it's somebody they know, they likely will correct them, because once you've had the misinformation corrected, it's unlikely that you'll be able to be swayed toward that side again.
Yep.
So what we're getting, what I see happening here is, yes, Keene is going to have a backlash. It already is from the anti-Free Keene crowd, but that's only going to result in more people coming here, and eventually it's going to result in a much larger turnaround in the end as far as achieving liberty in our lifetimes. That's what I think is going to happen. It's my speculation.
I agree.
But we've brought people, some of the young people that have been coming to the 420 things, now they're getting active, which otherwise, had we not done that civil disobedience, that never would have happened, and who knows what that's going to lead to down the road. We're getting all kinds of publicity. When you're looking at New Hampshire as a place to move to, clearly Free Talk Live has an effect on, you know, promoting Free Keene, obviously. But as far as areas where there's hot spots of activism, Keene, even though it's not the most populated city in New Hampshire, would probably be one of the top three destinations for people to move to. I still think Manchester is likely number one, simply because it's got the size. There's just 100,000 people live in Manchester, 25,000 in Keene. Inevitably, there's going to be more economic opportunity and housing and stuff like that there. But when you talk to people, you usually hear them say things like, or if you go to the Free State Project's website, there's usually posts to the extent of, I'm looking at either Manchester or Keene. Or Manchester or Keene.
Well, that's what they're saying, because they're interested in the civil disobedience going on in Keene. But I don't see anything that would draw people to Keene other than the civil disobedient thing that they might be interested in. It seems to me that Manchester being the big metro, so that's going to draw people. Nashua is close to a big metro, and it's within the Boston, you know, just drive, you know, it's a short drive to Boston.
I'm just telling you what I'm hearing, Mark. That's
I know,
all.
But what you're hearing is tainted by reality. The reason,
what are you talking about? Tainted by reality? Of course it's tainted by reality. The reality is there's a lot of buzz here, and that's why people want to come here.
Right. So if the buzz wasn't here, why would they come here? You made it seem like that this would be one of the top three places they would want to come anyway.
No, that's not what I was saying. I was making a statement about fact, that this is one of the top three places that people want to come to because of all the action here. Because
all the action here is because you're here. And doing what you're doing.
Well, Sam's here doing what he's doing.
But the reason that he's here is because you were here.
Well, I was here because Russell and Kat Canning were
here.
Don't
I frickin' know it.
Right. So I'm just talking about the facts, Mark. Keene is a hot spot because of the civil disobedience activism. It's going to draw more people here, and eventually it's going to mean more politics and stuff like that happening. We've got the Keene Families Group that's about to start up. That's going to draw a different crowd. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.